So the Gemara says there's run Kaf Chesamid Aleph. So Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Halal In Bo Ma'amad. Much more on that later. So Ma Hefresh Bein Zeh Lo Zeh. Right. So why do we draw the distinction? Rashi says Bein Zeh Lo Zeh. Ma'ishna the Karban Eitzim Dachi Ma'amad De Ne'ila U'Ma'amad De Mincha Lo Dachi. So the answer the Gemara gives is Halalu Devei Torah Halalu Devei Sofer. Says Rashi, Mincha k'debinu rebrachos, Yitzchak avinu tikein tefilas mincha, sh'nemar v'yitza Yitzchak l'suach v'asada lifnos arev, u'dine'ila midevrei sofrim, u'trichin chizik lo garsinan, because sometimes davka the derabanans will be mechazik. So he says, that's not the girsa here. So that's really interesting, right? Because we know, you know, that's a whole machokas in the Gemara, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, avos tiknum, k'neged tmidim tiknum. So we spent so much time on that in terms of the Rambam's development, Hilchos Melachim versus Hilchos Tefillah. But there is, you know, Avos Tiknim Bas Mechinu Rabbanan HaKorbanos, there's an Ikar Doraisa to the notion of the different modalities of Tefillos. So we take a look over at Tosos, this is an important Hayar. Here he says, Halalu Devei Torah Mosaf, Ulahachi Kadachi Mincha, Dehevi Mi Devei Torah, Aval karban eitzim dehevi midevrei sofrim vehilkach lo dachya ela ne'ila dehavya midevrei sofrim aval lo dachya mincha dehavya midevrei Torah. So he's a little bit of a different scheme, right? He's not just comparing sort of what's getting knocked off in the end, mincha versus ne'ila, but he says it has to do with what the impetus is, right? So he says musaf is devrei Torah, and Karban Eitzim is only Divrei Sofrim. Okay, so that, please bear that line in Tosus in mind as we go through the Gemara, whether you would think that it's actually Divrei Sofrim. So the Gemara says, Zman Atzei Kohanim V'am, Tan Rabbanu Lama Hutzrachu Lomar Zman Atzei Kohanim V'am, Amruk Shalu B'nei Agola Lomatsu Eitzim B'lishka, V'am Du Eilu V'hisnadvu Mishalahem, V'kach Hisn Divim Shebineyam Shafilu Lishka M'lei Eitzim, Yu elu misnadvin mishalahem. Shenemar ve'agorolos hipalnu. Al karban hoetzim akoanim halavim. Ve'an lahavi lebesu lakin lebesu alvosenu. Le'itim mizumanim shana b'shana levor al mizvach Hashem elokenu ka'kosav batora. So this is probably what Tosos had in mind in calling it Divrei Sofrim, based on this pasuk in Nechemia, that when they came back after 70 years in Shivat Zion, so they didn't have the Atzei Ma'aracha, and because they didn't have the Atzei Ma'aracha, it became necessary for these families to step up to the plate, which is a very wonderful thing. But anybody have a question you can pose here against Tosus' conceptualization of Karban Eitzim as only Midivrei Sofrim? Yeah, Akiva, go ahead.
It's just one of them with Divrei Kabbalah.
What's that? Yeah, right. I mean, right, but you could. Yeah, fair enough, but.
I would say it has to be Doraisa, because having the Mizbeach burning is Doraisa, and Kakasu Batorah, the last few words in the Pasuk, make it seem like there's kind of a necessary thing for a Doraisa.
I agree, right? And it's like, even Kvar, that you're going to call Mincha Doraisa here in this context, because, right, the, you know, foundation of it was, you know, with a biblical personage. So here you're actually dealing with mitzvos midaraisa, right? Eish tamid tukad al mizbeach lo sichbe. Yeah. So I think that's why Rashi stayed a little bit away from that. Yeah. He didn't make the halalu divrei Torah, the halalu divrei sofrim about, you know, the front end. He just says, oh, it's the back end. We're talking about ni'ila versus mincha. But he specifically avoided saying this. Because the Karban Eitzim, it's a little bit hard to say that there's a big difference between that and Mincha. So there's a subtle distinction between Rashi and Tosas, but that's what I think is really going on in that Machlokas. Okay, so Yaman Kanim Levim Bechalmi, so Tanrabanu Mehu B'nei Gon Ve'eli, U'v'nei Kotze HaKetzios. So Amru Pamachas Gazra Malchus Gzera Yisrael Shalei Yaviu Eitzim L'Maracha, V'Shalei Yaviu Bikurim L'Yerushalayim. So they targeted Gzeros. You know, Vehoshivu Pardesio Saladrachem, Prozdo Saladrachem, Kiderch Shoshev Yeravam Ben Nevat, Shalal Yalu Yisrael Regel. So remember, this is the story of Hoshea ben Allah. So Malasuk Sheirin Shabosu Ador V'Yarei Echeid Havi Usalei Bikurim B'Chipum B'Ktios. This is the disguised Bikurim V'Ritalim V'Ali Al Ketefehen V'Kevan Shegu Eitzol Prozdos Amr Lahem Leichan Atem Holchem. You're not going to bring Bikurim, are you? So Amr Lahem Maso Shnei Yulei Tvela B'Machtashesh Lefanenu V'Ali Shal Ketafenu. We're going to crush the dried figs. So Kevan Shavru Mehem. So once they passed it, you know, they didn't, I guess they did not have the A-team here on the checkpoints. You know, these were not the frontline soldiers. They did not catch on. So, Kevon Sha'avru Mehem Itrim B'Salim Be'Avim L'Yushalayim Tana Heinen B'nei Salmai Hanetufasi. So, we wonder, what is that? Tana Rabbanan Mahin B'nei Salmai Hanetufasi Amir Pamachas Gazma Machzer Zasal Shali Avim Eitzim L'Maracha. So, Shivu Prozdo Sal Hadrachim, I think it was the same guys. Kederach Shahoshev Yerava Benavad al Adrachim Shalayas Yalu Yisrael Regal Samasu Yere Chet Shabosu Ador Heviu Gizireyan. So they had different pieces of wood. Vasu Sulamos. So they built the fake ladders. Vehenicho Aktefeyan Behalchulahem. They dressed up as workmen. That's what they always do in these movies. When they want to do a hit, they always dress up as workmen. That's like the, you know, they had this, everybody knows about in Tebbi, right? But the Sabina raid, Rav Huttner was on the plane, right? So they dressed up as workmen. You're always dressing up as workmen. Those hijackers should have known the Gemara and Tainus a little bit better. They dressed up as workmen to storm the plane. Okay, why did they think that the repairmen were coming to the plane? Anyway, they always fall for that one. So they did this. They even got the uniforms out there, you know, Daryl's ladders or whatever they had on the back there. Look, we even have our sulamos. It was sulamos shal ktefenu. Kevan shavro mehem pirkum. They disassembled it. They took out their uzis. Ve'evim ve'halom li'yushalayim ve'aleim ve'alkayotei behem ve'omer zecher tzadik levracha. Val Yerava Minavad Vin Chaverav, and the later iterations says about them, Vishem Rishayim Yerkov. Okay, so Vashimbo Ben Epachas Moav Ben Yehuda, Tanab Epachas Moav Ben Yehuda, Tosu says, this is a reference to Rosa Moviah. Hein Hein Ben David Ben Yehuda, Debir Meir, Rabbi Yossi Amri Hein Ben Yoav Ben Siruya. Be'esrim Be'elo Ben Adyan Ben Yehuda, Tanab Rabban Ben Adyan Ben Yehuda, Hein Hein Ben David Ben Yehuda, Debir Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yossi Omer Hanan Bnei Yoav Ben Tsruya. So that's Rabbi Yossi sticking to his guns there. So Bechal Teves Shavu Bnei Parosh Shania. So my Masni, Lord Rabbi Meir, Lord Yehuda, Lord Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Meir, Listni Shavu Bnei David Ben Yehuda Shania. So I Rabbi Yehuda, Listnu Shavu Bnei David Ben Yehuda Shania, because that's his position, as we saw. I Rabbi Yossi, Listni Shavu Bnei Yoav Ben Tsruya Shania. So Olam Rabbi Yossi, it was really Rabbi Yossi, Tnei Tanai Aliba de Rabbi Yossi, about who these people actually were. Interesting line in Tosas. Tosas says, well, you could have said this about either Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yehuda, right? Why did you have to say Tnei Tanai Aliba de Rabbi Yossi? You could have just said, we have mixed traditions for Rabbi Meir. This is an interesting line here. He says, Venirli de Lahachi Moki like Rabbi Meir, not like Rabbi Meir, even though Rabbi Meir is a Stam Mishnah. So, like, why don't we follow Rabbi Yossi? Mishum de Rabbi Yossi, Nimuko Imo, Umistabra Kavase, Bechol Makom, Vafilo Mechavera. So Tosa says that what underlies that Gemara in Erevin and Daf Memvav that we pass in like Rabbi Yossi against Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda is the Gemara in Masechta Gittin. I forget the exact Daf. Ephraim, you remember? I don't remember. What's the Daf? It says Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo. Something like Nun. You look it up for me. So anyway, so he says that's the Gemara doesn't link it to the two. It just says, oh, Rabbi Yossi Nimuko Imo. He always had his rationale leading to the, you know, easiest title ever of a Sefer, the Nimuke Yosef. But that's why we should paskin like him. And that's why we're more likely to say Tere Tanoi Aliba de Rabbi Yossi. So Bechad Beteves Lohaya Bomaimad, there was no Ma'amad because again it was Rosh Chodesh, so you had Halal, so that's a care of Shachris, and then you had Musaf, and that's a care of the other Ma'amados. So Amar Le Mark Shisha Bidar of Chistler of Ashi. So Maishna Halal de Dachi di Day, Maishna Musaf de Lo Dachi di Day. So the Gemara is going to try to unpack this. So Halal, okay, gets rid of the Ma'amados of Shachris, but Musaf not. So the Rashi Hashta Lavdi de Dachi di Day Lo Kol Shekain. Obviously, it is docha the mamad of Musaf, because it's docha the later mamad as well, right? Of mincha. So amalei hachi kaminalcha lo litchi elodidei. So why should it impact the mincha, the mamados of mincha? We talked about that yesterday. The mamados of mincha and even the recitation of korbanos. Amalei ikar Rabbi Yosi dekai kavasach. He says, okay, Rabbi Yosi learns like you, because Rabbi Yosi would leave mincha untouched in that day. He would say you would have mamados by mincha of a day on which there's a carbon musaf. The Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer kol yom sheish bo musaf yesh bo mamad. So mamad demai can't be shachris. Inli mamay mad shachris tanakam enami achi ka amar. Right, it can't possibly be that. Elamay mad musaf. Then it would be didei nami lo dachi. And we said no, it would have to push off at least its own mamad. Elo de mincha. So the Gemara says, but that can't be carbon eitzim dachi. Carbon eitzim is enough to get rid of the mamad of mincha. Right, so certainly Karban Musaf should get rid of the Mamad of Mincha. Elavd in the Ila. So rather, what he meant was that there's not going to be a Ma'amad at Musaf. There's not going to be a Ma'amad at Mincha, but there will be a Ma'amad at Ni'ila. That was Rabbi Yossi's whole point. When he said, Kol Yom Sheyesh Bo Musaf, Yesh Bo Ma'amad. Okay, so we're probably not going to have it in Shacharis. We're not going to have it in Musaf, we're not going to have it in Mincha, but there'll at least be a Ma'amad by Ne'ila. So, Shema Minah, Didei Dachi, gets rid of the Ma'amad of Musaf, Delav Didei, Lo Dachi, Shema Minah. The Ma'amad of Ne'ila, it would not get rid of. So, listening, Nami Be'echad B'Nisan, so why just Echad B'Teves, Lohaya B'Ma'amad? So, we say, Mibnei She'ish B'Halo, V'Karban Musaf, V'Karban Eitzim, Amrava Zosomeres, Halila de Bresh Yarchalav de Raisa. You can't compare Halal of Rosh Chodesh to the Halal of Chanukah. That was Rosh Chodesh Teves. Dam Rabbi Yochanan Mishim Rabbi Shimon Yehotzadak. Shmonas or Yom Mishani Yachid Gomer Bohanesa Halal. Veiluhem Shmonas Yimei Achag Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Vyamtev. Harishon Shal Pesach Vyamtev Shal Atzeres. Uvigo Lesson Vyachad Yom. Veiluhem Yimei Achag Shmonas Yimei Chanukah Shnei Yom Harishon Shal Pesach. Beis Yom Tov Bishal Tzeres, Rav Ikol Lebav El Chazinu V'Kakaru Halila B'Reish Yachal Savar La'afsukinu. He's very fired up about it. He wanted to stop them from this practice. You don't say Halal Rosh Chodesh. It's a Moed. There's a Karban Musaf, but it's a Loikdesh Basiyas Malacha. So Kevin Dechazet Kamedal Gidiluge Yomer Shmamina Minag Avoseim Biadeim. One more line. Tana Yachid Lo Yaschil V'Yom Hischil Gomer. Okay, you shouldn't. Yachid doesn't have to start in Rosh Chodesh as opposed to the other day. Other days, Yachid Gomer and Zahal, but can finish it off. So Tosfos has an interesting formulation of this whole topic, a very well-known topic to us. So he says, you know, it's interesting about the different days which are assigned Halo. We've spoken about this topic so many times. So Yom Tov HaRishon Shel Pesach Gomer Halo V'Shmoni Mei Pesach Lo Mishum Delo Dami L'Chanukah V'Sukkos Chanukah Dino Ligmor Halo. Each one was its own yantif because the nes generates the yantif of Chanukah. So if the nes is greater and it's all about Pirsume Nisa, so that's Koveya a shame yom tov bifnei atzmo. It's very lumdish toso. So v'chein v'sukkas kol yom v'yom have a yantif atzmo mefishe pariachag mismatin v'holchen. So, because there's a different karban, this is what the Rav like to say. This is a different kedusha sayom al Pesach. Enu mishtana lo mi karbanos v'lo mi yamtif. There's no singular kedusha sayom. Lakachin gomrin bo asahalal al yom arishon. And everything else just sort of flows out from that. V'aidna de gomrin tre yom imishim davinin osa misafik. Havichad yom al inin kriya sahalal. Fair enough. Next tosos is the very important tosos about should you make a bracha on a minig or not? So Rabbeinu Tam famously tried to bring a raya from this Gemara that you do make a bracha on minhagim. Because why did it take Rav up until the point where they started skipping around in the halal, lolanu, and the hafti? So why didn't he just say, oh, they didn't say a bracha? Clearly they did say a bracha on the minig. So Rabbeinu Tam said, in principle, he thinks that you should make brachos on minhagim. So the Rambam, we know, had the opposite perspective on this issue. And the Rambam would seem to have the upper hand, because the Rambam has the diuk from which Gemara. The Rambam's position is based on the Gemara. Exactly, in Masechta Sukkah, that you don't make a bracha on a tilas arava. So that is a significant problem for Rabbeinu Tam, So how does Rabbeinu Tam square that circle? Ilan, go ahead. Right.
Fundamentally different kind of minhag.
Yeah, what does he mean by that?
The way my dad explained it to me, halal in some places is a chiyuv. What we're doing is we're taking that chiyuv and applying it somewhere else.
Ah.
But arava isn't a chiyuv anywhere. So creating a minhag of arava is very nice. But it's not like we ever had this form of something we're required to do.
Your father was correct. They bring me a raya that that's what Rabbeinu Tam thought. It's absolutely clear that's what Rabbeinu Tam thought. There's a famous line that Rabbeinu Tam has in Hilchos Brachos that would prove that idea. That he's basically okay with people making brachos as long as there's a chiyuv and all you're doing is extrapolating that chiyuv further. Even if you're not really mechuyev to do it in this case, but we'll let you say Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu. What related machlokas do we have between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rambam?
By women.
Yeah, of course. You're right, by Nashim. See, that's absolutely clear that's what Rabbeinu Tam meant. So Rabbeinu Tam said, you can't say Asher Kiddushanu Mitzvah Tzivanu if it's out of whole cloth. Nobody's ever been commanded to do this. So for Nashim to say that in a mitzvah saseh shesman grama, it's not the worst thing in the world because it is a tzivoy, it is a chiyuv. It just wasn't a chiyuv for this group of people. It wasn't a chiyuv at this particular point in time. So Rabbeinu Tam's whole chiddush is still a chiddush. The Rambam was, you know, lahavdil alef alfei avdalos. He was saying Clarence Thomas, what are you talking about? Asher kitzanu David tzivanu. Nobody said women are obligated to do this. Nobody said you're obligated to recite the halal right now. So last time I checked, Vitzivano means I was commanded to do this. So Rabbeinu Tam, playing the role of Stephen Breyer, says, no, Vitzivano. In general, Vitzivano. They were commanded, so we're sort of extending that. So that's okay. Not just okay, but that's what we'll do. So that's in this Tosus right here. And Tiltil Be'alma means it's not predicated on anything which could be considered a chiyuv all together. Okay, so it ends up being that the Ma'amados in principle are days that are completely lost to our consciousness, but unless there's some conflict going on, like the Karban Eitzim or the Karban Musaf, Yom Sheyesh Bo Halel, so these would be very intensive days, you know, where the Kohanim Bevodasam and Leviim, you know, Beshiram, Yisrael b'mamadam, so the Yisrael was playing a major role here in the Ma'amados in terms of having their Tanios and having their special Kriyas HaTorah and having their intensive davening and then the Ilah, that the, you know, Korbanos should be Niskabel b'ratzon. So that was a very important aspect, and again, all based on the Daraisa Tishmeru, Lahakriv li b'moado, you know, v'chiefsher, shekorbanu shel adam karev, v'hu eino omin al gabav. That had to be the representation of the tzivor, the representation of Klal Yisrael. It was a very, very, very important point in this entire discussion. So again, in isolated cases, the Ma'amados will change character, Yom Sheyesh Bo Halal, Yom Sheyesh Bo Karban Musaf, Yom Sheyesh Bo Karban Eitzim, to various degrees, so the Ma'amados could be impacted in terms of their character. But overall, they were days of gravity, they were days of great seriousness, and there was a sense, like the Mishnah in Avo says, Al Shlosh Advarim Olam Omed, Al Atarav Avoda, Gimlos Chasadim, that the Avoda was so fundamental, and the avoda being niskabel beratzon required this all day, you know, procedure on the part of the relevant ma'amados. So again, all we could do now, like the Gemara itself said, is to learn about these ma'amados and try to appreciate them from that perspective. Zos haTorah laToda laOla laAshon laShlamim, like we referenced the Gemara Menachos the other day. So it's not just Kilu Hikriv Toda, Kilu Hikriv Asham, Minchatas, and Mincha, but, as I always like to say, like the day in that Gemara of Enot Tzarech, Lola Toda, Vela Asham, Vela Chatas, Lola Shamim. So if you've internalized these concepts, you don't really need the Karban in the same way altogether. So again, that's...